It's our SME special feature, and today we speak to an entrepreneur who, with a couple of partners, have come together to launch a new full-service bar and beverage business. An online solution, they say their business format is likely to disrupt the South African bar and liquor industries. Well, to take us out of suspense and reveal what they're all about, I'm joined on the line by Adam Chuskelson. He's a co-founder of Cascade Holdings. Thanks very much for joining us, Adam. Now, you guys have recently launched this new business. What's your offering? And to use your term, what's revolutionary about it?
Well, Cascade Holdings has brought together myself, Sean Duvet, and my former business partner in the events industry, Tyron Lazaro. And it's a full-service events and liquor offering. So it's basically three different businesses which form underneath the Cascade Holdings banner.
Yes.
Which is Salute South Africa, which brings together bars, events, and any type of offering for the events industry, from weddings to festivals, from 50 people to thousands of people. The other aspect of the business would be our e-commerce platform, which is liquor.co.za, which is a full-service, high-tech e-commerce platform, which is direct-to-consumer deliveries, which is also same-day deliveries, and also business-to-business, where restaurants and bars can log in and have delivery straight to their doorstep within 24 hours.
Right.
And then the third offering is quite exciting, which is bringing out our own new brand, which is a salsa called Skinny. We have three different variants, Skinny B, Skinny M, and Skinny G, which is vodka, tequila, and gin variants. And it's 100% fresh lime juice. Soda and the spirit mixer. So what we've done is we've housed under Cascade three different businesses, all in the liquor and event spaces, which can all support each other. And yeah, it's exciting.
Yeah. So between you and your partners, you boast some 50 years of experience in the beverages and entertainment industries. You indicate that one of your partners is a former business partner, but you know, when did you guys decide to hook up in this way? And what did you feel were the gaps in the market that you're now trying to fill?
So where it started was we used to own a mobile bar business. And obviously COVID hit. And as you know, the events and liquor industry in South Africa got quite decimated from the effects of that. But what we did is we started to pivot our business, and we started to, in order to get to save all the staff and everyone that worked for us, we had to find ways for us to operate and make money to keep everyone together. So
yes,
we started a distribution business under that banner. And it became quite successful due to our relationships with alcohol brands. We started to do distribution of alcohol to people's homes, which turned out to be quite successful. But we realized we needed to, in order to do this, we needed to do it properly. And it couldn't be just a bar business trying to do distribution. So then we got chatting with our third partner, Sean Duvet, who's known for his big festivals like Ultra and Corona Festival.
Yes.
And he's actually been a friend and a client of ours for many years. And we got together and we decided to separate the three businesses, and in order to be able to firstly do them properly. So the bar and events would still be bar and events instead of bar and events trying to do distribution, and then the distribution business, and then the salsa business, which we call Cheeky RTD. And it was all born out of us trying to find ways for staff to stick together, so we didn't lay off our staff, to be positive, to be innovative, to try find ways around the fact that events weren't happening. And now by doing that, and we've managed to find ways to not only keep our staff together, but to create three new businesses, to bring the best people in the industry that we've worked with into these businesses, and opportunities for staff to find things that they like. So if they're interested in distribution instead of events, they've got that opportunity to grow in that business. And with regards to making their own brands and being a part of building an alcohol brand, they've got an opportunity to do that as well as stay in the events space.
So, yeah, it is.
So
a very,
it was a,
I was going to say, it is a very good idea right now, because in a way you guys are going to kind of offset each other, because you keep on talking about entertainment. We know that the entertainment industry is still not functional. So in the meantime, it means that you're not going to be working to your optimum, because there are a lot of events and things that are still not happening, because we still live in, you know, in the COVID kind of 19 rules where we have to have social distancing and so on and so forth. But given that reality, that there's certain segments of your market that are not up and running to the extent that you would like, how do you balance that in the interim?
So in the interim, it's like you said, it's a great time to put this together, and it's a great time to plan things out and get the right teams together and get the marketing together and put everything in place, because slowly things are starting to open up. I mean, we're starting to do, on the events side, we're starting to do small events and brand activations. On the alcohol distribution side, people are ordering from us already, even though the site hasn't gone up, because of the relationships and the databases we have. And we've already brought out this new product, which we will start a marketing drive behind it. So as things start opening up, we're preparing ourselves to be ready for it and to be able to go.
Yeah. Do you think that... Do you think that you guys and your business model, the way that you've set it up right now, do you think that when things do open up more, it's going to create an opportunity for you to, you know, create more jobs, albeit casual jobs?
Yes, I think it's a great opportunity. I mean, from a casual point of view, besides for the events, we have an academy that trains staff to be waiters and bartenders and baristas. And we've got a huge amount of people that have gone through our books that, and we'll continue to train people. On the distribution side, it creates jobs in terms of being able to distribute the product. So there's drivers, there's people involved in the production of it, there's the packaging, there's the all of the admin behind it.
So
in all three platforms, there's opportunities and there's jobs, and that's part of the reason why we're saying that we want to disrupt the events and liquor industry. When we say that, we mean that in that exact way, in the positive way, where we can recreate jobs throughout the line and we can all support each other through those three businesses.
Yeah. What are you guys seeing in terms of the restaurant sector? We know that it's back, but to what extent are you seeing it back? Because, of course, we're still subject to these rules.
Listen, the restaurant sector, like the liquor sector, has taken a massive knock. I mean, some of the stats I looked up just on the alcohol ban, there were 7,400 jobs lost, 14.2 billion rand of revenue lost, 30% of beer breweries have had to shut their doors. And who knows if there was a third ban, what they would do. So I think the liquor industry, the restaurant industry, the whole hospitality industry, out of most industries, have taken the biggest knock.
Yeah.
But I like to think of things in a positive way, because a lot of people are being brave and innovative and doing new things that they probably wouldn't have done before. And it's encouraging that people don't just stop and give up, and they come up with cool, exciting ideas. A lot of restaurants started doing deliveries. There was a lot of push towards online stuff. People were doing online webinars and events. I mean, nothing like – events will never be the same unless they're live and in person.
Yes.
But there was ways to do things online that people could help solve themselves and open up new avenues.
Yes.
I mean, it's made us think of new things that we can do in order to innovate. And we wouldn't be where we are in forming these three businesses if it wasn't for the shutdown and the COVID and all the stuff that came with it.
Correct. One last point, Adam, just in terms of, you talk about innovation, what's your advice to other budding entrepreneurs who are listening about pursuing their dreams and just, you know, sticking to their plan?
I think that you should never give up. I think you should always speak to the best people that know what they're doing, instead of thinking that you know everything. It's reaching out to people in the industry or similar industries or people that have done what you're doing before, and getting some really good advice and surrounding yourself by good people. The better people you have in each thing that you do and giving you advice, the better business that you have. So that's what we've tried to do in this. We've brought the best we know of from every industry into our three new business entities, and we're hoping by doing that, it'll help us to fly. And then obviously our staff that we've brought along for the ride, we've all been through everything together, and it's made us a much tighter unit experiencing this all together and sticking it out together.
That was Adam Chaskelson. He's co-founder of Cascade Holdings.